This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live here, we do a show every single night where you are invited to join us on the radio and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can join us on our toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And we also have our Discord call-in line rooms, and they will make you sound almost like you're sitting here with us. They really do sound awesome. You can go to discord.lrn.fm if you would like to connect with one of those. That, again, is discord.lrn.fm. And finally, the heroes that we have been waiting for, at least that I have been waiting for.
Finally?
Yes, finally. After months of oppression by various government goons across the United States and around the world, I have been bemoaning the lack of courageous business owners.
Right. I know where you're going with this.
Owners who are willing to actually stand up for their, what I believe is their right.
Somebody with some balls.
Yeah, to do business, to take care of their customers, to
cojones.
Employ their employees. And
testicular fortitude.
Exactly, that sort of stuff. Finally. We got him. Now, look, there was the guy with the 77-year-old barber in Michigan, and he made a stand, and that was awesome. There's no doubt about that. Dude deserves a lot
of credit.
There
was that one restaurateur.
There was a lady salon owner
in
Dallas.
Salon in Texas, yep.
I don't know the restaurant. Oh, the restaurateur in Maine. There was one in Maine, and he stood up pretty good. Like, he pushed back when they told him.
He still followed all the, like, distancing and stuff, but he opened his...
They're all doing
that. He opened his restaurant in defiance of the closed order. So.
Yes. So there have been a handful. Here and there, there have been a handful, but these guys in Jersey... the owners of the Atlas, or Attilis, A-T-I-L-I-S, a little different spelling of Atlas, right? Like normally Atlas Shrugged.
It's probably pronounced slightly differently too, but you know, whatever.
Anyway, the owners of Attilis Gym in New Jersey have broken into their own gym. They busted down...
How can you break into your own gym?
Well, like this. Let me play it for you here. This is what they did from their Instagram... Boom. You literally kick in the plywood that the city installed, or the state, or whoever it was, installed on their doors. And we'll get into what happened, why that happened. But these guys just, and by the way, they just freshly got out of jail. So that's the other part of this. So the state has been cracking down on these guys, including to the point of actually arresting them on contempt of court charges. We reported on that earlier this week. They get out of jail. What's the first thing they do? It's not cower. It's not apologize. It's not try to appease the judge or appease the governor or anything. No, they go and go back to work.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
I mean, it's ridiculous that somebody can go to jail for attempting to provide goods and services.
Yep. Well, in this case, that's not what the charge was.
I understand, but
contempt of court.
Well, right, but basically, they were told to close and they refused.
Correct. The owners of Attilis Gym in New Jersey reopened Saturday, that's today, by kicking down the wooden barricades authorities used to block their entrance amid coronavirus restrictions. Co-owner Ian Smith posted a video of himself and business partner Frank Trombetti kicking the barriers in and entering as a crowd cheers their decision. The dramatic display indicated that the months-long standoff between Governor Phil Murphy and the gym owners isn't finished. Smith's caption contained a defiant message for New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, quote, "You will not trample on our rights, and you will not destroy our lives. We will not back down, ever."
Love it.
Now, that is the attitude that would lead to freedom if more people had it.
Yeah, it's the attitude of a free person.
Yeah. If more business owners had this level of courage to just say, you know what, this is our business, we have a right to be here, we have a right to serve our customers who want to voluntarily come in and choose to do business with us, screw you, we're going to do what we want.
We as a nation are so far from the time when someone would say, I have a right to do business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
At this point, that's, I mean, you got to have permits that come out your wazoo.
That's when you gave up the right.
Yeah,
once, right then.
Once you have to get permission, it's not a right anymore.
No, it's a privilege granted to you by someone who you think it was better than you.
And
apparently.
By your owner.
Yeah.
The original draft of the Declaration of Independence was life, liberty, and property.
Mm.
And they changed it to pursuit of happiness in order to sort of show that you could do business and do what you want so long as you didn't harm other people. And that was the idea behind it. At this point, you don't have a right to pursuit of happiness.
No.
Now, admittedly, the Declaration of Independence is a rhetorical document meant to throw off the chains of an oppressive government far away so that we can get an oppressive government here a couple hundred years later. But, you know, I mean, Jefferson also believed that every generation needed its own revolution. So there you go.
So this is it's time, and this is what needs to happen. Business owners need to actually man up and get out there and start doing business without asking for permission. But we're so, like you're saying, Mark, we're so far beyond the point where business owners are owned, lock, stock, and barrel by the state.
They really are, and they know that no one's going to come to save them. They know that their competition and that their customer base and that just nobody is going to be there for them.
Well, that's not true. There were a crowd of people there supporting these folks, and there have been people supporting them all along. The woman in Dallas had over $500,000 raised.
Huh? They're confident that people won't stand with them? Because your average business person, if you just sort of said, hey, why don't you sell liquor here? And they were like, well, I don't have a liquor license. And you were like, well, what do you need a license for to sell liquor? I mean, it's not
legal.
They
know what it's for, right? Because the men with guns will come and stop them from selling liquor. Okay, and that's what business owners inherently know.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that if you have to ask permission to do the thing that you want to do, and you're not harming anybody or anybody else's property, that's a hallmark of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You are owned by that institution. If you have to go and request permission just to conduct business, you are owned by the institution which you have to ask the permission from.
Yep, and it's been imposed upon people in this country for generations.
Yeah.
So
they say slavery was abolished. Well,
no.
Kind of.
Changed
no.
It changed
yeah. It's just now everybody suffers from free-range slavery.
So I'm going to read the whole caption here. This is from their Instagram, the video that I played the audio from where they're busting in the doors on their own business. He writes, I hate the fact that it has come to this. Governor Murphy can portray us in whatever villainous way he wants, but our hands are forced here, and that's his fault. We are over 4 months into an economic shutdown that was supposed to be 14 days.
Right.
It is time to end this and resume life in a safe and responsible manner. Small business is not solely responsible for the spread of the virus, yet we are targeted as such. And unfairly treated. You will not trample on our rights, and you will not destroy our lives. We will not back down ever. Please share this to show what lengths we have to go to just to make a living for our families. And that's really the most interesting part about this to me, is that these guys have families, and that's usually the pressure point that that demotivates the most motivated person.
Yeah.
Somebody who's got a family generally will feel like, I can't stand up. If I stand up, then they'll come after my family.
Right.
If I stand up, they'll take my children.
Right.
They'll take my kids. They'll say, I'm not a good parent because I'm not obeying the rules.
Right.
I am not
it
doing what I'm
told. It literally is the thing that parents fear most.
Yes.
Right.
That the government will swoop in and take their kid. It's the reason that you don't see kids walking down the road anymore. I mean, I walked to school. I rode my bike to the bus stop. I did a variety of these things that would be considered now child abuse. I came home to an empty house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon
with a key that
I had strung around my neck.
I think I was 7 when I started doing that. 6, maybe 7.
I wasn't much older.
What's the term? Latchkey?
Latchkey kid was the old term.
So,
now what we call them? Foster kids.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the gym owner's story has become a symbol of American business owners' frustrations. By the way, Fox News reporting on this, with authorities blocking their livelihoods during the pandemic. Some, like Trombetti and Smith, have been arrested or fined for attempting to reopen despite shutdowns in their respective jurisdictions. They were arrested on Monday after they defied a court order allowing the government goons to shut down their business. By Friday, Smith had apparently been released as he posted a video of himself announcing his decision to knock down the wooden barrier. So they telegraphed this in advance. They said that they were going to do this a day before they went and did it.
And then they went and did it.
Which is civil disobedience on top of just... Because it would have been one thing if they just showed up and did it.
Balls.
But they made an announcement. They set a time. They said, come join us and watch this happen, and which is a good idea because then you have witnesses for the cops showing up.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You could also just be getting... Free
Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the heroes that are running a gym in New Jersey. Yeah, you see a bunch of crap on the streets about, thanks to our heroes, thanks to our front line, thanks to our cops, thanks to our this and
no,
that.
No, it's worse than that. There's people that are like, grocery store clerks. Heroes work here.
Like, really?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, those aren't heroes. They're grocery store clerks.
These guys are heroes because they put everything on the line to reopen their business in the face of looming violent threats from the government goons.
I'd say this. If grocery stores want to extol their workers as heroes, pay them as such.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do. Jack up prices, pay your employees like heroes get paid.
So we're talking about the gym owners from New Jersey who literally busted into their own facility. The government gang had essentially put up large pieces of plywood over the front doors, which we're going to get into why that happened.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a little bit of a backstory there.
Yeah, in the first place. So we'll tell you more about that. But also I want to make sure that you know that from mid-March to mid-July this year, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, nothing is stopping Divvy from continuing to increase in value, but then again, you never know what's going to happen in the future. But it's certainly their goal to get more valuable. And Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Now, will Divvy go up further when their wallet's fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to get started with Divvy a year ago. And you can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They have a lottery and also for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. Let's go to Stephanie in New Orleans. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you're on here?
I was calling about, actually, I had a story about masks, but I just wanted to mention I heard y'all talking about the heroes thing, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and the lady that took my blood, all the phlebotomists were all wearing shirts that said some heroes wear capes, some wear scrubs, and I just thought it was like stupid, but I think the whole mask thing is ridiculous.
Here's what I want to say about that, though, to interrupt you. If you are calling yourself a hero, something's wrong,
right?
Okay? Yeah, that's not a title you get to bestow upon yourself. You don't go around wearing a shirt that says you're a hero. That's the most one of the most ridiculous
things.
I'm
a hero.
Yeah.
Right. As a firefighter, I can tell you that a lot of the people are out there pushing this 9/11. The firefighters were heroes thing. So the firefighters. Why? Because once you raise some firefighters, you raise all firefighters as heroes. And I'm just like, I'm not comfortable calling myself a hero.
A hero does things not to expect to be called a hero. A hero does the right thing under circumstances that are dangerous or threatening or whatever, and they prevail and they continue, and then maybe somebody down the line looks back and says, that was pretty heroic what that guy did.
Right.
But it's always somebody else that makes that call. And for somebody to just throw a t-shirt on and act like they earned it, it's just so disingenuous.
It is disingenuous.
Anything else you want to share, Stephanie?
Yeah, well, I had a story. I work at a coffee shop in a suburb of New Orleans, and the other day I forgot my mask, and I have to wear the mask at work. Mm. I hate wearing the mask, but I have to wear it at work because, I need my job.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a state trooper that was my first customer before I could scramble and find a mask, and I was scared for a second, like, what is this guy going to tell me? And he was just like, don't worry about that. I hate this mask thing. And he was all in uniform and everything, state trooper telling me, he hated the mask situation.
Yep.
And shortly after that, another guy came into my store, and he wasn't, I don't make people wear masks.
Good.
My manager told me I'm supposed to, but I don't do it because the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm getting paid to stand there and wear one, basically.
Yeah, that's part of this problem, is there's so many people who... Yeah, there's so many people who are forced to wear these masks by virtue of the fact that they want to keep their jobs, and so it makes it look like there are many more people who think this is something they should be doing, when the reality is a lot of them don't want to do it. And so we don't really know how many of the people out there wearing the masks do not want to wear the masks. We have no way of figuring that out.
No.
Thanks for your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I had another interaction with a professional. I'm looking at hiring some people to do a thing. And a professional had to come over to my house to discuss the thing, and the professional was wearing a mask, of course, and some gloves and that kind of a thing.
They're being cautious because they don't know what you want.
Well, and also, like, I'm pretty sure their job requires them to do these things, right?
Okay, so they're an employee.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So guy comes to the house to talk about the thing, and the first thing I go is, hey, look, man, I don't care about the masks or anything like that. Yep. He's like, oh, God, thanks.
Relief.
I'm like you can just relax, dude. Yep. He's like, oh, God, thank you. Again, this is like the, I don't know, fourth or fifth time that I've done something along these lines.
Right, yeah, you had a similar story.
I had to interact with, you know, somebody of a professional nature, and they're all, you know, tightened up and everything because they don't want to be that guy. They don't want to have somebody call and be like, you know, your employee let his face mask slip down for a microsecond, but
then
beyond
they get chewed
his nose,
right.
You know, or whatever, right? And so, I mean, the look of relief on his face was just telling, man, you know, and he was just like, oh, thank you.
Right? I think,
like,
that's one of the best things you can do for somebody right now is to just relieve them of this ridiculous duty that has been imposed upon them.
Duty.
Well, at the very least, I think people sort of have to share their comfort level relatively quickly in the conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you're not comfortable, though, I mean, at the very least, tell somebody. I mean, I'm happy to know. I just want to know. Are we both holding up a charade at this point?
Yes. Right.
And, you know, I think that it needs to vary based on, are you indoors, are you outdoors? Are you, like, I mean, you see somebody 30 feet away, jogging down the road? Where's your mask? You're out social distancing. Like, I mean, people are doing this stuff. They're sticking their dogs on people. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is, which is why it is important to do what the captain is talking about here and give somebody a break and communicate with them. Let them know that you're not one of these mask people, that it is not important to you at all, and that you would be grateful if they would remove the mask, if they feel like they can get away with it, you know, as long as the boss ain't watching or, you know, whatever. Let's continue. We got John. He's in Dover, Delaware, and then we got more on the gym owners that are defying in New Jersey. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but they're actually having huge demonstrations right now in Germany.
I heard about
they're raging.
17,000. Yeah, 17,000 approximately people in Berlin are demonstrating.
They're not taking it no more with this COVID nonsense and these masks and all this other nonsensical bull crap they got us doing it. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's a total power grab, man.
Yep.
And everybody knows it. I don't know when they're going to start doing that stuff over here, man. I'm ready to start marching out in the streets and raging against these people, man. Totally ridiculous. And if you notice the cities that are these mask Nazi cities and that are shutting all these businesses down, they're all liberal-ran cities by these liberal scumbags, man. It's gross.
Well, I mean, that's true, but it's also true that there's some bad, you know, Republicans doing bad things, too. I know that Texas has a mask mandate in place, and there's a Republican governor there.
If there's bad Republicans, bad, I'm an independent. I'm not registered as a conservative. I know you guys think I do when I call in every week.
No, I don't think anything about that. John, thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With political pressure rising, talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed today, focused on restoring a newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, a fresh $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to states, businesses, and the poor. President Donald Trump is eager for an agreement, but talks so far have not yielded progress. The administration is willing to extend the $600 jobless benefit in the short term, but is balking at other demands.
demands Democratic negotiators keep adding to the bill. The $600 per week jobless benefit officially lapsed yesterday, and Democrats haven't made it clear whether they will extend it without securing other bill priorities. Principal negotiators, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and top Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi met again in hopes of breaking the stalemate. This is USA Radio News. Florida, which is continuing to battle a coronavirus surge, is now preparing for Hurricane Isaias, complicating efforts to contain the virus. The entire east coast of Florida is bracing for potential impact. The hurricane has maximum sustained winds of over 80 miles an hour and is moving over Andros Island in the Bahamas. The center of the storm was expected to move near or over Grand Bahama Island late in the day before heading toward Florida's east coast tonight and tomorrow morning. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency, urging residents to have 7 days' worth of food, water, and medicine ready. The Justice Department scheduled two additional federal executions, an announcement that comes weeks after it fought off last-minute legal challenges and successfully resumed federal executions following a 17-year pause. The executions of Christopher Villalba and William LaCroix are both scheduled to be carried out in late September. The government carried out three executions in July, and two other executions had been previously set for August. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
Coming up, Mark, you're going to this week to be in Dallas, August 6th through the 8th, for the upcoming Mobilize 2020. It's going to be the biggest and maybe the only liberty-oriented networking event this year, if you don't include ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I wouldn't call those networking.
They're not conventions in the same way that this is. It's invitation only, but getting invitation is easy. So go to yaliberty.org/mobilize and get registered there for this coming weekend here, right? So August 6th through the 8th, yaliberty.org/mobilize. I guess that starts, the 6th? That's actually Thursday. So, yeah, most of the weekend.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday.
yaliberty.org/mobilize. It's the Young Americans for Liberty, by the way, who are putting this event on. It'll be
full. I've never been to one, and I'm very curious.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. So, we've got more to say here about what's going on with these New Jersey gym owners who are heroically busting into their own business. Earlier today, they broke in by literally smashing through, just kicking in some plywood that the city apparently had installed, or the state. We'll find out more about that. The Fox News report here continuing, they say these are the lengths we have to go through just to make a living for our families, on their Instagram post at Instagram channel Ian Smith Fitness. The gym owner's story has become a symbol of the American business owner's frustration with government goons blocking their livelihoods during the pandemic. Some, like these guys, have been arrested or fined for attempting to reopen despite shutdowns in their respective jurisdictions. They, in fact, were arrested on Monday after they defied a court order allowing the government gang to shut down their businesses. So it was, again, called a contempt of court, and that is a power that judges have within the Western court system that is completely unregulated. Judges can basically do whatever they want to do with contempt of court. If they issue an order telling you to, you know, jump on one leg and you don't jump on one leg, then they that is contempt of court, and you can be arrested and thrown in jail forever for that. And I'm serious. There's no length of time that is a limit on contempt of court sentences. In most places, if they hit you with more than 180 days, they only have to justify it to a panel of their buddies, other judges.
Right.
That's it. So you'll typically see contempt charges not go beyond six right. months, but they can.
It's interesting that there is simply no check.
Nothing.
For this particular sort of evolved rule that surrounds judges. And I'm not going to claim that judges abuse this. I don't hear a lot of problems with people not jumping on one leg for judges or whatever the case is. But, yeah, that's weird that there's nobody checking judges but judges.
So these guys busted into their own business this morning, knocking down the wooden barriers that they erected, the state erected, after he and others removed the doors from their hinges. So he and his owner, the two owners, took their own doors off their hinges because the state was changing the locks on them.
Right. So in order to allow them their business to remain open, they just said, "We're going to be open all the time."
Right.
Take the doors off.
Right.
I love it.
Amazing.
Well, they might as well. The person who can change the locks on the door...
Mm-hmm.
is the person who owns the business.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget it. Everything that you have, everything that you own, the government can take it from you. Why? Because somebody somewhere said that it was acceptable for them to take $1 from you in order to pay for whatever their plan was.
Right.
So in order to do that, they must have had dominion over all of your property. Think about it for a second. The king... rules the land. He has dukes and barons and these sorts of things underneath him. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a jester or two. But he's got dukes and barons that administrate underneath him. But the serfs had a piece of land that they administered on their own, but it belonged to the lord, and the lord belonged to the king, and these sorts of things. And this is the system that from which we came. And that's essentially what you've got now. We don't have a king, but... we do have, the king is sort of this, the chief executive in any given place that you're talking about, and we've elected him. So it's a different system.
They just changed the name of the chair. It's still the same chair.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, the government still claims to be your lord.
So apparently these guys have actually been moving the gym equipment outdoors every day, and they've set up what they call the AMAZ, the Anti-Murphy Autonomous Zone, in their parking lot.
That's amazing. Wait, amazing. Yeah, right.
So let me go on here with what's happening. According to Fox News, part of the resistance includes switching from an LLC to a private membership association, which they say allows them to sidestep regulations related to the pandemic. They've also nicknamed the gym the Anti-Murphy Autonomous Zone, playing off the protest zone open in Seattle this summer. An Instagram post shows people using gym equipment outdoors with a sign reading the AMAZ. Smith has vowed to reopen the gym and said his business went above and beyond in taking precautions to ensure the virus didn't spread. But New Jersey's health department has argued the indoor settings like Smith and Trombetti's gym posed a unique health risk. An order from Health Commissioner Judith Pershilly read, quote, "Indoor gyms and fitness centers present a particularly high-risk setting for the spread of COVID-19, in part because customers of these facilities engage in physical activities that increase the customer's respiratory activity, which can in turn increase the amount of respiratory droplets or aerosols in a confined setting."
You know, I have sort of looked at this, and while I agree with the statement that what chief bureaucrat here has said, that I don't disagree with the statement, but I would caveat that statement with the deaths that have occurred in the United States that are, the highest in the last 3 years, those deaths... in that 5-week period, you could take the deaths that happened in, say, I don't know, the nursing homes in that tri-state region that they're talking about, and that would be those deaths. Like, those deaths are caused by the government and their rules. And And to for them to come after people who are willingly engaging. If you walk into a gym right now, you know what you're doing. There are very few people that have wandered out of the great Alaskan wildlife natural resource area and into a gym and like, what? COVID? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They all know. We all know what this is. And you're making a decision. Admittedly, you'll be potentially spreading it hither and nigh. I don't know what the case may be. But these super spreaders, the super spreaders are the governors.
Mm. With their policies, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So kudos to these guys, man. I'm so impressed by this. This is exactly what it takes. This is what we need more of. This is what business owners need to do.
Hopefully, any business owners that are listening to us tonight can take this as an example and, you know, perhaps use it to also do something similar with their businesses, because more of this does need to happen for us to return to regular normal.
Yep. And I don't know if it's going to. I mean,
yeah,
this level of courage is rare.
What was my new portmanteau?
Well, okay, so regular normal.
Optimistic.
Again, I talked about this previously. The best way to win is to use your opponent's momentum against them. And I've got to say, let's look at the things that we're doing well on right now. See, the ability to wear a mask in public. I like that. The idea that, you know, maybe we don't want to send our kids into these cesspools of biology called the government school system, where they all catch gross stuff and bring it home and make us all sick. I mean, isn't online schooling a heck of a lot less costly?
Oh, sure. Not when the government does it.
Well,
okay.
When they do it, at some point they have to get more efficient.
No, they don't. They're the government. Where have you been living? The government doesn't get more efficient, ever.
Charter schools will take over.
Okay. I don't see any evidence for that.
Yeah, that charter schools are already taking over. And
where? Aren't they just like 5% of schools?
Give them a little while.
How long have they been around? Decades?
Look, man, it doesn't cost that much.
The teachers' unions are not going to let that happen.
Teachers' unions are the problem. Use that.
You think you're going to break them in New Jersey? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I appreciate your optimism, but the best thing you can do is just pull your kids out of the government schools and forget about them, because they're just going to keep going. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want to discuss here on our live Saturday edition. We're talking about the real heroes. You want to talk about heroes? The guys that own the Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. These guys are amazing. Even after being targeted by a robed man and his gang, they were kidnapped and thrown into a cell earlier this week. They got out, and what's the first thing they did? They went back to work, busted into their own business, which had been plywooded over by the government gang, and they went back and allowed people to work out who wanted to work out. They've been pulling all the gym equipment outside into the parking lot and are doing an open-air gym they're calling the ANAZ, the Anti-Murphy Autonomous Zone.
Yeah, you know the government has gone too far when business owners not only get arrested for just trying to operate their business yep. as normal, but then also when they get out, have to bust into their own place of business.
But that's just it, Captain. This would happen a year ago if similar circumstances had presented themselves. If a business owner was unlicensed, for instance, and they
License or whatever,
they just were like, "I don't need a license. Right, I don't need to ask permission.
I'm free."
Right to you know, give customer service of whatever purpose you know the business is. I don't need to ask some bureaucrat, some stranger, to tell me what to do. I'm just going to go ahead and open my business. Well, at some point, the government will be alerted. Some competitor or some snitch will call the government goons. They'll show up and they'll say, "Hey, you're supposed to have a piece of paper. You don't have a piece of paper. You can go down to City Hall and get this piece of paper, and then we'll leave you alone. But if you don't get that piece of paper, we're going to hurt you."
I'd look at him and be like, "Why didn't you bring the piece of paper with you?"
That would be a level of service you can't expect from these people. But and then if you continue to ignore their warnings, they would at some
point or later
show up and plywood over your door or change the locks or issue you a no trespass notice on your own property or what you thought was your own property. Or they'd go to the landlord, unless you own the building, they'd go to the landlord and put pressure on the landlord and tell them that, you know, you're not allowed to let these people open their doors or whatever. Yep. They would put on whatever kind of pressure that they could get away with, and they would do anything. They would do the exact same thing So this isn't anything that's special because of COVID. The thing that's special here is that these guys were pushed to the point where they were actually willing to go outside of the system, where they were actually willing to say, we can do what we want. Because prior to this, I'm sure they had their license.
Right.
I'm sure they had their occupational permit and all
these
the other things.
These guys had
BS.
Jumped through every hoop
yeah.
and leapt every hurdle that the government had put in front of them until finally the government said, you simply mayn't do business.
Yep.
You may not open your doors,
mm-hmm.
surf. And at that point, that's when business owners begin to break. And I'm, you
right.
know, I'm glad
now you
got to
pay rent without, you know, any way to pay rent.
Glad to see the heroes here. Well, and some of them can't. So then their landlords are stuck in a situation because the landlords are, I don't know how the PPP thing works with landlords or whatever,
right.
but, you know, what's it? I've just imagined what it's like owning commercial property right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think those are the ones who are really getting it in the pants.
I know a business owner who's not paying the rent right now. They can't.
How can they?
We go to your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Bob in West Virginia, listening to WVTS there in Charleston. Go ahead.
Yes, I've always been of the opinion that we have to make government responsible by deluging their offices with either mail or any kind of communication whatsoever, whether it's the telephone. And I've spent the last 2 years creating a directory of the United States Congress, and I've got every single telephone number, fax number, Facebook account, land, Twitter account, land address, where you could scribble on a piece of paper, throw it in the mail, and get right to them. I've got the United States Congress, the U.S. Senate, and now I'm working on the state legislatures.
You know, all this work's been done before, right? Like, you're doing work that other activist organizations have already done.
Well, I don't see it out there, and I've been spreading this out. What needs to be done is also, and I'm going to go on to the sheriff's departments. There are thousands of counties throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And what needs to get done is we need to organize the sheriff's departments across America as well. That's my next project after I go to organizing the state legislatures. And I've spread this out to a lot of people, including the Second Amendment Foundation. I've sent them my copies, too.
Since you've put all this information together, Bob, is it available online? Can somebody go to a website and find all this information?
No, not right now. I've been very busy. I'd love to send it to you all.
Oh, I got nothing. I'm not going to do anything with it because I think it's a waste of time, honestly. I mean, these people have been... These bureaucrats, these politicians, people have been writing them letters from the dawn of time.
I will write you a very strong letter.
I will say this, though.
No, it's not a strong letter. It's exponentially powerful because what you're doing, basically, is you're gathering a bunch of people together to put it out there in a very powerful message, because you're not just individually doing it.
Yeah, so there have been
organized though.
No, to give me an example of how this works. Mark.
Sure, there was the demo Pete Ayers situation where they were locked up in some little podunk mm-hmm. jail someplace in America because they were driving their RV and acting like they were free, and I don't remember exactly what the case was. And they, you know, that little jail had never experienced anybody making telephone calls to them at that point there. They just shut down their lines, and pretty quickly they got rid of those boys, and they let them go on their way.
Okay, I'll give you that, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about going after politicians, not jails.
Well, he's talking about sheriffs, too.
Yeah, you know, he said he wants to organize the sheriffs.
Gathering people together in a big group and making them capable as a force to go after these people and make them respond.
Well, see, now I was thinking something different, Bob.
Never been done before.
Bob, I was thinking something different. So one of the most popular ideas amongst freedom-minded people is to sort of overload the system so that the system falls apart and can't work, right? So if everybody just accepts jury duty and goes in and, you know, says, oh, no, not guilty, no matter what, as long as it's a victimless crime, you know, we can do that. Or things like...
I was thinking of opening up a website.
Right, so...
I was going to go to Weebly.
So I think there's value... I'm sorry, but I think there's value in overloading the system, right? If everybody starts mailing and faxing and calling these people every day, every night, every hour, right? You're going
to
overload the system. So there's some value there.
Look, okay. Check out downsizedc.org, Bob, to see an example of somebody else who's already done what you're talking about doing. They've got a great little system that they have
in
place.
It's going away. They just sent out an email last week.
I get to see that. I've seen some similarities where they would, for example, SEIU put out there was the Washington, D.C. Telephone numbers. And they put it out for everybody to basically
They're just going
to
throw it all away. They're going to get your mail, and they're going to throw it in the circular file, and it's not going to make any difference whatsoever.
SEIU didn't do what I did. They're not
I don't know.
Close.
I'm just telling you what's going to happen. I wish you the best, and I hope it works out for you, Bob, but I'm not optimistic on this one. Thank you for the call tonight. Check out Downsize DC. Now, what happened in an email, Mark? You said they're shutting down?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find that.
Please
but basically,
do.
Downsize DC is saying that their system is been, you know, like their web server or somebody like that isn't doing that anymore, and that they're not going to have their ability to
write these goons?
To write the goons, yeah.
But I thought that was their system.
I have sympathy for you. Like, at this point, nobody's managed to get enough letters sent in order to stop things.
What would make it? How many letters are going to stop anything? I mean, people have done sit-ins. People have sent letters. People have done phone calls. We had, another perfect example of this, the Bearcat situation here in Keene, New Hampshire. This massive tank truck thing, this anti-ballistic, whatever the hell it's called, Bearcat beast of a...
Yeah.
Of a truck that was like $300,000 with armor plating
and military equipment,
gun ports and things like that. There was a huge outpouring of frustration and people who were against this thing here in little old Keene, New Hampshire. It's a town of 20,000 people here. 90%+ of the people who were contacting their city councilors, this according to one city councilor, she said 90% of the people contacting her were against this thing. When you went to the city council hearings, they were packed full of people, and 90% of the people in these hearings were against this thing. The only people who were in favor of it were the retired cops and on-duty cops.
Yep.
That's it. But nonetheless, despite the incredible outpouring of both people on the right and the left, and people who are not affiliated with either the right or the left, just all kinds of people came out against this behemoth. They passed it.
Yeah,
they passed it like 11-3.
Well, we've seen it time and time again. I saw it in the big city where they tore down a sports center arena dome thing, right? And then they wanted to vote on, you know, how much the next one was going to cost, and nobody wanted to build a new one. They just wanted to use the existing one, right? And so they
the
were
people
like,
didn't
the people,
want
yeah, the people were like no, and they voted it down. And then another year goes by, and they vote again. People are like, no, we don't want this new one right next to the existing one. And then a year after that, it happened.
Oh yeah, it's going to happen sooner or later. They're going to pound it down your throat.
The toll free number is 855-453.
I'm not sure which.
And Mark, you found the Downsize DC thing. We'll find out what's going on with them here in a little bit, because we've been supporting them for a long time, and they do good work over there. It's, you know, it's worth trying. I mean, it's just, it's been tried so many times, and these guys just keep making, it just keeps getting worse. Government just keeps getting bigger.
Show up at their house.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.